We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Alright, welcome back. Dana and Parks on a beautiful Tuesday. Story here from Fox News. David Crosby, one of the most famous musicians in rock and roll history, I guess, is at the receiving end of some intense backlash following a tweet that he sent over the weekend about the late Eddie Van Halen in the wake of the rock legend's death last week at the age of 65. The folk music star caused quite the stir with many social media users when he was asked about his thoughts of the Van Halen guitarist and simply replied with a rather unenthused, meh.
M-E-H.
Wow. Wrote one Twitter user, that was rude, unkind, and totally lacking any empathy. Crosby responded, sorry, just meant he doesn't move me much.
Wow.
Others also took umbrage with Crosby's remarks about Van Halen. Quoting here from L.A. Guns musician Tracy Guns, wrong answer as F and rude as F. There are better ways to say you don't care for someone's music. That was very disrespectful. And yes, straight out F you and your smug answer. Wow. Crosby seemed to sarcastically be in agreeance as he replied, better. Before clarifying his stance, in subsequent tweets a day later, including one tweet that suggested Van Halen, quote, changed the world of guitar.
Okay, so from 1 hour ago on Twitter, from David Crosby, blue check mark, the David Crosby. Yes, you Van Halen fans, I did just toss off an answer that was not cool. The even more embarrassing truth is I didn't even remember he had just died or I would have kept my mouth shut. I do make mistakes. No offense intended.
Mm-hmm. You didn't know that Eddie Van Halen died.
That's not what he said. He didn't say, I didn't know he died. He said, quote, I didn't even remember he had died. So, you know, from time to time, Scott, you and I will be talking about somebody in the news.
Sure.
And I'll go, I am so sorry. Didn't he pass away like 6 years ago? That's
just like I did with Gene Bicknell.
Yes, that's one thing. But for David Crosby to say, quote, I didn't even remember he had just died. And Eddie Van Halen died
Thursday.
What are you on that you knew it Thursday and forgot on Monday?
From the text line, I thought David Crosby was dead. Oh, no, wait, that was just his career. Boom! Drop the microphone.
Is it ever okay to say something like that in the immediate aftermath of someone's death?
It depends on who they are.
Ooh. Like public figure, it's okay, yeah, but like, private, it's not?
Like David Duke, bye. You won't be missed. There are some people you would have to agree that if they died, you're not like if Vladimir Putin died, meh. But But Eddie Van Halen, and don't act like you didn't know he died.
No, he didn't say he didn't know. I didn't remember
that he had died.
The news broke, dude, like 3 days ago.
Dude, your phone was blowing up that he had died. Give me a break. I mean, I was sending that text out to my friends. Eddie Van Halen just died. It was that big of a deal. Don't act like you didn't get a text from Melissa Etheridge.
I just don't think it's, with a very rare exception, I don't think it's ever okay. Our mothers all taught us, if you can't say anything nice, don't say anything at all. And, you know, Eddie Van Halen has a son who is devastated.
Of course he is.
You know, that tweet from his son just broke my heart. And so it's better you don't say anything to me.
And if you do say anything, don't answer with meh.
Yeah, meh. Meh is what you say when your spouse goes, do you want to go out for barbecue?
Meh.
Meh. Meh.
We've been married for 50 years. You want to go to the bedroom?
Meh.
Meh.
Eat a bad meal? How was it?
Meh.
Meh.
Like, I can think of a lot of things you say meh for.
5767798. Somebody writes in, freedom of speech. Dude, I'm not taking away his right to say it.
It's just kind of a...
It's just kind of a DB maneuver.
Yeah, it's a DB thing to do. Amen.
Ryan in Lawrence. Hello, Ryan.
Hey, guys. Love the show.
Thank you.
Thanks for always entertaining us.
Thank you. I love Lawrence.
Yay! Rock Chalk Jayhawk. You know, I am... Anyone, guys, who knows me very well within my family and within my friends, they will tell you I am one of the biggest Van Halen fans. And that, number one, Dana, to your point, to say meh about one of the most prolific guitar artists of all time, maybe in rock and roll, with this kind of behavior, I'm like, dude, keep your mouth shut if you don't have something nice to say about him.
Yeah,
freedom of speech cast aside here. Eddie Van Halen was one of the best. And Dana, I want to also say something about what you said, if it's too late to walk it back. You know, I'm a guy who is known to forgive. And I do forgive David Crosby for this kind of tone that he took. But for others, I don't know. And for me, it's totally unforgettable. It's forgivable.
Unforgettable or unforgivable?
Yeah, and the other thing is, Ryan, you can, and Scott has said this before, like about Nirvana, where he does not enjoy that music, but he can respect
it.
And understand the change they brought about in the music landscape forever. And so if you were going to say something about Eddie Van Halen, if it's not your thing, you could at least have said, you know, I'm so sorry that he passed. I'm sorry for his family.
What a great musician.
And even I can recognize his contribution to rock and roll and you know, thank him for it. Meh.
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 Somebody writes in, what does meh mean?
Meh.
What do you think it means?
Meh.
It means meh. It means I don't care.
I think it's even ruder than I don't care. It's just, I care so little, I can't even formulate a word.
It's so incredibly dismissive.
Yes, condescending. Meh.
Yeah, meh. So he died. So what? And I don't want to make this about Eddie Van Halen and David Crosby. I want to make this about, is it ever okay to say that? I mean, there have been people in elected office or elective office that I didn't care for, didn't vote for. But if they died and somebody said, what did you think about blank? And I wrote back, meh. How disrespectful. You know, there are people in this business that we're in that I'm not huge fans of, that I don't get along with. And if they died, God forbid, and somebody said, hey, what'd you think about so-and-so dying? And I responded with, meh. Oh, come on.
Because the dead person doesn't know because they're dead. They don't care. But the family
do.
And the living do. And it's so disrespectful to those left behind to be so dismissive in someone's death.
Like I said, there are people in this industry that you and I work in that I, for whatever reason, don't get along with. If they were to pass, God forbid, and somebody was to write me on Facebook and say, you know, what do you think about so-and-so dying? I would write the most, or at least I would hope I would write, the most eloquent, I'm so sorry that this happened, because I don't wish that on anybody.
Yeah.
Well, handful of people like David Duke. I mean, if he dies, I don't care. But, I mean, people I don't like, I don't wish them dead, for God's sakes. 576-7798.
Just a small town girl living in a lonely world. She took the midnight train going anywhere.
So the story is about David Crosby and just his reaction on Twitter to the death of Eddie Van Halen, which was a three-letter response, meh. I don't want to focus on that. Let's focus on whether it's ever okay to respond, meh, to somebody's death. I made the argument, if David Duke died tomorrow and somebody asked me on social media, what do you think about David Duke dying, Scott? I'd probably be like, meh. Somebody wrote in, if my ex-husband died, I would say, meh. Jacob in Independence. Jacob, hello.
Hey, Scott. Hey, Dana.
Hey, man.
You know, like you said, you're trying to focus on the other one. I do have to say, because the only concert my dad and I have ever gone to together was Eddie Van Halen out at Sandstone. I love Eddie Van Halen, and Crosby's wrong. That being said, is it sometimes okay to say meh or even cheer? You know, we killed Bin Laden and there were people out front of the White House cheering USA. I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. It's just take a feel of the room, maybe decide where you want to be at in that room and then decide what you're going to say.
Okay. You know what I could never figure out? Because one of Melissa Etheridge's kids was spawned by David Crosby.
Yeah.
Nothing against David Crosby. But he's not the best-looking cat in the litter. If I'm going to have a kid with someone, I'm going to try to pick somebody a little better-looking than David Crosby. Does that make me a jerk?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anonymous on line two. Hello, Anonymous.
How you guys doing, Scott and Dana?
Hang on. Dana's... What?
Yes.
Okay. Did you have anything else you wanted to add?
Their son has passed.
I apologize for that. Was not aware. Anonymous on line two. Hello, Anonymous. And I'm going to eat my shoe right now. Thank you. Go ahead while I eat my shoe.
Thanks for having me on.
Thanks a lot, you know, Dana.
I don't know the guy personally. I mean, I say it personally. I don't listen to that music. It's not nothing I listen to. I don't care for it. Not that I hate the guy. I don't really know the guy. But why is it a bad thing for me to express the way I feel? Why is it in the society now you have to fit in a certain way or you're looked down on? And I say that, you just said yourself that if so-and-so died, nah. But you're doing the same thing. You're being just as hypocritical saying, you know, the way he responded, you're going to respond the same way to somebody else.
Well, but if I may, Anonymous, I think there's a difference between if Osama bin Laden died or David Duke, a notorious racist, died, and you just said, meh, as opposed to Eddie Van Halen, whose only crime was being a great guitar player.
Well, and I think what Anonymous was saying and I don't want to put words in your mouth, but Anonymous, when you say, you know, why can't we just say what we feel, I would say you can. You can always say what you feel, but I do feel like in the immediate aftermath of someone's death, it's probably best to hold your tongue. Almost always.
I agree with that, yes. But it's still like, you know what? If we don't like Osama bin Laden, you know what? Great. He's dead. The moment we found out, we cheered. If somebody doesn't care for him, he doesn't care for him. Why do I have to respond in a certain polite way? I'm not trying to, I mean, I wouldn't do that to somebody.
Because we're trying to be decent human beings.
And yes, we are. That's what it comes to, is it's so easy to hate in society nowadays that it is to love. You can hate somebody just by looking at them. But it's hard for you to look over and say, you know what? I love that guy. That's a cool guy. I'm going to go up to him or gal or vice versa. It's so easy to hate nowadays. And that's the problem with society, is everybody thinks they have to fit in a certain way and respond a certain way. Or I got to resign, or I'm fired now. You know, it's, you got to look over your shoulder no matter what you say. You know, just like you did. You just stuck your foot in your mouth. And it's, realistically, you should be able to say what you want to say.
I didn't know the kid had died.
Right. Anonymous, if you don't think people can just say whatever they want to say in the wake of someone's death, like Osama bin Laden, look up the front page of the New York Post after he died. I won't repeat the headline. It is one of the funniest, most iconic headlines in the history of the New York Post after bin Laden's death. When they went into his room, they found some adult materials.
They found pornography.
And the headline referenced that in one of the most hilarious headlines I've ever read.
Can you say it on the air?
It was Osama bin something else other than Laden. And again, I would urge you to look it up when you get home. It is the funniest headline in the history of the New York Post.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
How do you not remember that?
I just don't. 576-7798. Well, you know, they always say, and I'm not making anything light of this woman's passing, but they always say they die in threes. Eddie Van Halen, Johnny Nash, who sang I Can See Clearly Now, died the same day as Eddie Van Halen. And now we're getting late word that Conchita Farrell died. Now, you may say, I don't know the name Conchita Farrell. You know who she is. She played the housemaid, Berta, on 2 1/2 Men.
Dust this in front of the help.
Berta, could you give us some privacy?
Hell no.
What's wrong with him?
Oh, he's getting old, kiddo. I wish you could have seen him in his prime. He was like Babe Ruth.
He played baseball?
No, he was a drunken whoremonger.
Man, she was funny.
Man, she was.
So funny.
She was my favorite on that show.
But there was none better.
Oh, God. Look what the cat dragged in.
He didn't just drag it. He ate it, pooped it out, and then covered it with sand.
I didn't realize she was 77.
Wait a second. Why did you take vitamins?
I was tired.
Okay, but where did you find vitamins to take?
In your medicine cabinet.
I don't have any vitamins in my medicine cabinet.
Hey, you do. The little blue ones with a V on them. What's going on? I don't understand.
The kid's gonna need another party hat.
You got time for one more?
Sure.
She's so funny.
Because your brother is the embodiment of the can-do, roll-up-your-sleeve spirit that made this country great. He never gets discouraged, he goes after what he wants, and he doesn't know the meaning of the word quit. And if the day should come when any man, no matter how humble, can't go out there and soil the loins of some hot little dancer, well, I don't want to live in that America.
John Cryer tweeted, "She was a beautiful human. Berta's gruff exterior was the invention of the writers. Chatty's warmth and vulnerability were her real strengths. I am crying for the woman I will miss and the joy she brought so many."
Oh, beautiful, far spacious skies. Yeah, that's a stiffy.
We have got a real problem here.
What do you mean, we?
Okay, so there's a guy laying dead in the bed. And she goes, yeah, there's a real stiffy there. and she uses her dress to pull the door closed because she doesn't want to touch the doorknob.
Aw.
Grab me a beer.
77 sure. years old.
Jake, grab your uncle a beer.
Let him get it himself.
Sorry, I tried.
I just don't understand what kind of spiteful God could allow my drunken whoremonger of a brother to become a children's singing star while I toil away in poverty-stricken anonymity.
You want to talk to me about toiling away in poverty-stricken anonymity?
No, sorry. I'm sure you've got it worse than I do.
Whoa, whoa, I wouldn't go that far.
Oh, she was great, man. She was great.
Did you hear about this woman in Nevada?
What's going on?
It is believed she is the longest ever wrongfully incarcerated woman in U.S. history. Apparently, someone is charged with keeping track of those statistics.
Apparently.
And the, quote, winner in that regard goes to Kathy Woods. She...
And we know she was wrongfully convicted.
Yes, was just awarded a $2.8 million settlement from the state of Nevada, as well as a certificate of innocence after spending 32 years in prison on the wrongful murder conviction. Kathy Woods, also known as Anita Carter, was released from prison in 2015 when new DNA evidence linked the killing of Reno College student to an Oregon inmate named Rodney Halbauer, who has since been convicted of two other murders that happened during the same period. In August of 2019, the county commission voted to pay her nearly $3 million to settle a federal lawsuit that named the former county district attorney. Woods' lawsuit claims she was intentionally framed because she was poorly educated and suffered severe mental illness.
Are you saying she died?
She is still living, but listen to this. Woods filed the lawsuit against the state last year after the Nevada legislature passed a law allowing people who are wrongfully convicted to seek damages, and the settlement was approved on Friday.
So she spent 32 years in prison.
Yes.
And she was given...
Do the math.
I'm getting ready to.
$2.8 million.
Okay. God,
the longest ever wrongfully incarcerated woman in U.S. history.
She earned $87,500 a year.
Which is nothing. She has no life, missed all of the earning years of her life, missed the childbearing years of her life.
Dana, I'm not defending it.
Oh, it just drives me crazy. You know, people see these big numbers, and in Kansas and Missouri, that's notwithstanding because they don't see big numbers. But in some of these cases, people see a big number like $2.8 million, and they think, oh, well, she's going to be rich. Well, if you look back at the history of what people would have made during that period with, let's say you had a 401k, or you know, all of those things, not to mention the family cost, the cost of just never seeing your family.
You're completely leaving out the most obvious. The complete loss of freedom.
Yeah, you're kidnapping. I mean, it's kidnapping. It's literally the state taking you and putting you in a cell.
I couldn't give a damn about what she could have made. It's about the loss of freedom.
Yes, I'm not saying that the focus should be on the money. I'm saying the opposite, that people see that number and think, yeah, well, what, you know, she's a millionaire. If you break it down per year, there's, first of all, no amount of money that you can give someone to give them those years back.
Truth.
And it certainly ain't $87,000 a year.
Which, by the way, and I'm not defending it, is probably more than she would have made if she were free.
She was in a mental institution, so...
But the fact is she wasn't free.
Yeah. It's absolutely horrifying. The Nevada Attorney General is quoted as saying, while no amount of money can ever replace our freedom, I couldn't be prouder of the attorneys in my office who worked on this case to obtain justice. It must have been his predecessor that put her away.
Well, 32 years ago.
But, I wouldn't be patting yourself on the back in Nevada today. You know, oh, we're so proud of the hard work that they put in to free her after 32 years.
We got this.
Don't trip over yourself. Patting yourself on the back there, buddy. you kidnapped a mentally ill woman for 32 years.
But he didn't. And in fairness, his office did the right thing. Yeah. No, come on.
Well, these cases just drive me crazy.
I understand. We've talked about these things 1,000 times in the 10 years you and I have been together. I get it. I get it drives you crazy. However, his office did do the right thing, and they overturned or had overturned a wrongful conviction, presumably by his predecessor or predecessors. So I give him some credit. I'm not gonna smack him down.
Which state was it that just tried to fix this? Was it Kansas or Missouri? Yeah, and it's just nothing. Kansas is now the 33rd state to enact a wrongful conviction compensation statute. The new law provides for $65,000 per year of wrongful imprisonment.
B, please.
And some of those claims, by the way, you know, have still not been paid. There are still, and one of the big ones, I think, let me look it up, is Lamont McIntyre. Has he ever been paid?
I think he got $1.8 million.
It's one thing for them to hold the news conference and say, woo, yeah, we're going to give him this money. It's another thing for you to see the check.
Haven't we had him on the air before? Have we interviewed him
before?
I don't
know that we've had Lamont on. I'd have to go back and look.
No, we had Ricky Kidd.
We had Ricky Kidd on.
That's right.
And I think in Missouri, it's worse.
$65,000 a year to put me in an 8x10 box? To quote Dana, you better start adding some zeros.
It was in 2019, Scott, that the Kansas City Star did this editorial. The state of Kansas owes Lamont McIntyre $1.5 million for wrongful conviction. Why won't the attorney general pay? Now, I don't know since then if they've paid him. I can reach out to Sean O'Brien and ask.
Who's Sean O'Brien?
Attorney, yeah. Oh, okay. Midwest Innocence Project. Yeah, some of them have been given their money and some of them have not. And listen to this. Incredibly, McIntyre, his wrongful conviction became one of the driving forces for passing the much needed compensation legislation. And he's the one that still hadn't seen his money.
576-7798 if you guys want to weigh in. 576-7798. Sam Stevie the Third. She's Dana Wright. I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ.
Delilah, what's it like in New York City? I'm 1,000 miles away, but girl, tonight you look so pretty. Yes, you do. Times Square can shine as bright as you.
Oh, I'm not laughing. I'm not laughing because it's not funny. From the New York Post, an 11-year-old boy stole a school bus.
I did see that.
And laughed as he led Louisiana cops on a police chase before crashing into a tree. I hope he's okay. I haven't read this story yet. The pint-sized pilferer stole the yellow school bus from the parking lot at the Progress Head Start Center in Baton Rouge on Sunday. I'm going to go ahead and wage a bet that this kid is behind bars within the next 7 years. The boy, who was not identified for obvious reasons, hit three cars before crashing into a tree as multiple police units followed him and set up blockades at other intersections to hold back traffic. Quoting here from Sergeant LeJean McElneely.
Sure.
We got our first call about a juvenile driver at 9:45 a.m. in the... Just a good old boy. The boy who was not hurt.
There's video.
Go, kid, go. Screw the man.
Man. Watch him go flying by. I mean, he goes flying by. They are lucky.
I'm not laughing.
It's you know, now that we know no one got hurt, watch this. How did he even reach the pedals of a school bus? I don't think I could reach the pedals of a school bus.
The boy who figured out how to work the bus's push-start ignition was too short to reach the pedals.
Oh.
So he had to stand up to drive, according to the TV station WBRZ.
Yes. Scott.
He was also seen giving the middle finger to cops as they drove by.
Oh, this kid is going to turn out to be a winner.
He was also seen giving the middle finger to cops as he drove past them.
It was a 45-minute pursuit. Look at him. They've got him cuffed. He's like 3 feet tall.
Oh, my God.
He was booked on charges of theft of a vehicle, aggravated flight, damage to property, and aggravated assault.
What about insult to an officer?
Yeah, I don't know about that one.
He was just waving howdy-doody.
Is that a one finger wave? Which, by the way, speaking of police, did you see, I read this to you off the air.
Gave the middle finger.
Someone tweeted Kansas City Police this morning and said, and I quote, "The excessive use and volume of KC Police's sirens is a form of police brutality. Whether you're walking on a sidewalk or sleeping with your windows open, the volume and frequency in which these are used are detrimental to people's well-being and state of mind." Would you like to hear the reply from the Kansas City
Police? I would love to hear the reply from the Kansas City Police Department.
From the Kansas City Police Department Twitter account. "Our policy states that we are to respond, lights and sirens, to calls that present danger to human life. We apologize that our trying to respond to save lives in a timely fashion inconveniences you."
That's the police department giving you the middle finger.
That is correct.
Wow.
That is correct.
Somebody writes, "That kid is a badass." I don't know about that, but I don't mean to laugh.
How did it take 45 minutes? I mean, well, I guess it's a bus. You've got to be careful, but my God.
And you also have to take into account that they probably knew the person behind the wheel was not an adult. So they're going to be very careful with that, obviously.
Was he on the CB radio? Breaker Breaker 19.
You mean Breaker Breaker 19?
You can't exactly pit maneuver a school bus.
That is true, because it would just tip over.
But he's putting people at danger. He's putting the community at risk. Why not just get in front of it and just put on the brakes?
It says social media users all over documented the bizarre police chase.
By the way, that police car, when you stomp on the brakes, is not going to stop that school.
Here we go. The police department spokesman says it appears the boy was able to climb into the school bus that belonged to a contractor working with Head Start Elementary. The boy eventually crashed into a tree. Homeowners said they were stunned to see the arrest. "It was unbelievable to see something like that," said homeowner Libby Smith. Yeah, that old push start ignition. The boy told officers he did it, quote, "just to do it."
Yeah, he's going to go to prison someday. Yeah, I got a funny feeling that in about 7 years, we're going to be paying for him. He gave them the middle finger as he drove by. Now, where do you think he learned this?
I don't know.
You don't think it was at home or anything, do you?
I don't know.
School.
I don't know, Scott.
News is coming up in just a moment.
Also coming up, mental health. Why everyone is suffering during COVID. Ooh. And why Meghan Markle says she suffered unsurvivable online abuse.
Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.